Welcome back to RDU 98.5. That was The Tax with the track One Last Goodbye, which came out at the beginning of this year, back in the day when we didn't have to socially distance, before we knew that this year was going to be an absolute nightmare. And I'm joined in the studio here with my good friend and also ubiquitous band member, Luke.
Kia ora, Tiki. How are you?
Kia ora, hoke te pihi a koe.
Kia te pai.
E māuiui o?
I
don't know.
No, not māuiui anymore.
Trying really hard and failing miserably with the tadeo, but trying really hard, that's the main thing.
Thank you
for coming up to the studio. For those of you who don't know, Luke also hosts his own show on a Thursday at 11 p.m. Tell us about that, Luke.
Yeah, so very different than what The Tax is. It's a late night if you're, I don't know, hanging out with your mates and you like really fast, abrasive music. 1 minute long songs, just a hardcore punk show, really.
Happens to me all the time. I'm usually just hanging out with my mates and I'm just like, I just really want to listen to some thrash right now.
Yeah, just
right now.
Something that's
I'm going to put on the radio.
That sounds like someone in a garbage bin just going, nyeh.
Well, what doesn't sound like someone in a garbage bin, though, is The Tax. And so you guys have had a bit of a, I say guys, I shouldn't say guys, you're not all men.
Mm-hmm.
You team have had a pretty big year, really, when it comes down to it. So One Last Goodbye and The Tax EP came out when?
Maybe Feb. It came out just before lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Which was good and bad because it meant that we couldn't play any of the shows that we planned to play. Excuse me, I am just coming back. Yeah, a little bit more. But then because it was lockdown, everyone was just at home on their computers.
Yeah.
So it got quite a big reach. Mm. It's funny looking at the demographic as well on the people.
How do you look at the demographic?
Through Bandcamp, you can kind of go through the back and see your stats, and same as on Spotify as well.
Yep.
So lots of like, we're a cool band.
but
it seems as though there's a lot of like middle-aged European males.
Fantastic.
That like it. That I guess you know.
Would we
like
call that your target audience?
It honestly is. Yeah. So no,
it
worked out actually really well because it just meant that people were just sitting at home and they could just.
Just listen to some new music. And so a little bird tells me that you have, as a band, got a release coming out that is being released maybe overseas?
Yeah. I'll tell you all about it.
I don't know how
much people would be happy with me talking about it, but whatever.
You don't have to talk about it.
Nah,
but
for you, mate.
For me and the rest of Ōtautahi.
Yeah. No. So that again, that kind of came back. A guy that has written reviews for Nervous Jerk and Cat Sick and stuff in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I messaged him and just said, "Hey, would you like to review this?" And he always writes really comical. Call them the Nervous Jerk, the Nervous Idiots.
Oh yeah. Yep.
These 16-year-olds sound like it ripped into them, and I thought he was great. And he said, "I actually run a record label over here," and he'd put out all the early Somerset stuff in the early 2000s.
Oh.
So I messaged them and made sure.
Somerset, the punk/pop punk band.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, "Hey, what were these guys like?" And they go, "Weird, but really cool." So that's what we've been working on. Since then, it's just writing and recording our full length.
Great.
To put on a 12-inch.
And so where are you at with recording at the moment?
Instruments all done, vocals 90% done.
Yep.
So it's going to be going back and then listening to everything with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that it's all the way we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then Craig, who plays drums, who you know, sadly.
Unlike the rest of the band, who I don't know at all.
He's going to be the one that is, it's kind of his baby.
Right, okay, and so he's recording.
He's done everything apart from drums. We recorded with Nate and Kieran.
Brilliant. And so we're in Nate and Kieran, they're in Woolston.
Yeah.
What's the name of the studio?
100% sure. It's a cool space though.
Yeah.
And they've just done it all themselves.
Brilliant. This is Nate from Dusty Hustle.
Yep, that's right.
Cool. And 5HTP.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So it's really just a big community spirit, all that. Everybody who's on it, it's very DIY and...
Yeah, I think being that we've recorded our own bands for years anyway, having all come from punk hardcore backgrounds, it was kind of just the logical step. But then also, Craig would, like, the whole idea with this album is actually to make something that's going to be more poppy and palatable.
Yeah.
Something that I could actually show my dad or my grandparents and be like, hey, you might like this.
I'm in this band. And it's not abrasive.
And not feel embarrassed about it? Like,
well, I think next week we'll talk about the more abrasive parts of your sort of project library.
It's all going to be another. It's going to be another person.
For those of you who aren't
in. Jamie's going to sort out a vocoder that I'm going to speak through.
For those of you who aren't in the studio, Luke is making the, the chopping motion across his neck.
Mm-hmm.
But we will discuss that later on because that has some standing in the Ōtautahi scene as well. And so on the kind of topic of the success of the band,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a track in a second called Merivale. Now, this track is featured as part of the nominees for the Roundup Award at the Magnet Awards this year for RDU, along with a whole bunch, like a whole host of really amazing acts from the city. How does that feel? Like, that's your second ever release. It came off your EP.
It feels nice to know that people enjoy it.
Yep.
And that to have people come up to you, Marcus was a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Marcus, for those that don't know, ran the Dark Room for years, Mains Tutor and all the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
And actually, like, said, oh, I like that.
Oh, that's really kind.
And after so many times playing in front of him and him just shutting his mouth mm-hmm. when any of our, like, punk bands would play, to hear that, it meant a lot. So it is really cool that people are actually enjoying it, and it does seem like it's had the best response.
And so you're getting kind of those verbal cues, those verbal kudos from people who have seen thousands of live bands and don't have to say anything to anyone about whether they liked it or not, especially when they're your sound guy. They don't have to say, yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was really great. They can just be like, cool, thanks, guys. Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're actually looking more at the cues from your community than the kind of accolades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just something that just holds a bit more weight.
Absolutely.
To us. Like, that was, that was quite a special thing.
Cool.
I told him that at Zorza the other night.
Oh, please.
After having a few, getting into Grandpa's medicine cabinet and having a few too many shandies.
These things do happen on a long weekend.
Yeah.
I understand that. So we're going to play Merivale. Before that, though, tell me a little bit about the new release, this 12-inch that you're wanting to put out. And that you're 90% of the way through recording. Is the sound going to be similar? Is it going to be the same sort of vibe as the EP? Or are we going in a different direction?
Nah, it's still going to be the same. Probably a bit maybe darker. It's still going to have that same kind of post-punk feel to it. For those that know Litovsk, I know that you listen to Litovsk. Mm-hmm. Obviously one of the biggest inspirations for the band. So still the same vibe, overall vibe, but maybe with a few more poppier hooks.
Yeah, cool.
Perhaps. Nalita has really come into her own now. She's feeling confident. She's smashing it. So
great vocalist.
Yeah.
And like when you can see her feeling confident on stage, just like fully the person that you're looking at, like I think she grabs attention really well. I've been really enjoying the last live set that I saw you play. There were a couple of new ones, and the vocal melodies especially stood out as being very clever and really sitting above what the rest of the music was doing. So that was...
And she's so hard on herself.
Yeah.
And I think people that are really smart are.
Yeah, it's easy to be. It's very easy to be.
That she is incredibly bright, and she can be very... nitpicky about about her own work.
Of course.
Whereas we hear it and we go, far out, that is fantastic.
Yeah. And so for the four of you, the four sort of instrumentalists, so many projects, so many bands, so much has come before. You're used to being on stage, you're used to writing with people, maybe used to recording and things like that. I know in the case of people like John and Brad with where Nervous Jerk has been and the stuff that they've done in the past before that, you know, this is kind of old hat in a way. But for Nalita, this is sort of her first...
It's her first ever band experience.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I can see why you'd be nervous.
yeah. And like, just like, if she stuffs up a vocal take or whatever and apologising, it's like, man, we will spend... hours just trying to do the same thing over and over again.
For sure.
Like, for her to stuff it up twice, it's like, don't beat yourself up. Yeah. It's totally fine. You're improving faster. Your lyrics are smarter than anything that I'm coming up with.
Yeah.
Whereas in bands, I just sing about crunchy peanut butter and hating smooth peanut butter.
Why not?
You know, like, so yeah, nah, she's gone from strength to strength.
Very cool.
Which I'm happy about with this upcoming release.
Excellent. So I'm going to play you Merivale, out of you listeners, right now. And this is part of the Magnet Awards for IDU 2020. And all that means is that what used to be round up the competition, as in, like, we used to have kind of a battle of the bands. It was always at the Ducks. The last couple of years it was at, what's it called? The
Ducks Live at one... Oh.
Yeah, there was Ducks Live, and then there was the pinball machine place.
Arcadia.
Arcadia, yeah, and then it was at Arcadia. And then RDU decided to, which was kind of a weird prediction of not being able to, like, have shows and stuff like that, maybe, decided to base it on votes and things for the most popular tracks that had come out this year. So that features... I'll run you through all the people who are in there. So we've got...
Nah, don't do that. Just say my
Bloom.
Bands.
Well, all right. Megan Bloom, Catsick, Jed Parsons, Juan Aquino, Marsha, Ryan Fisherman, Salad Boys, The Tax, There's a Tuesday, Thomas Isbister, To Work for Toast, and Violet French are all in there. So if you felt like heading over to rdu.org.nz/roundup2020 finalists and casting your vote for The Tax, Luke here would very much appreciate it. Thank you so much, Luke, for coming in and hanging out with
us. Thank you, Tiki. Thank you, Kendra. Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, RDU.
Anytime.